This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome into the Ciroc Point After here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We are here till 1 a.m. with you folks, so please chime in. We'll be your therapy session. Vent out with us, 504-260-1870. The Saints falling 33-10 to the Denver Broncos, now 2-5 on the season, a five-game losing skid after opening the season in glorious fashion. Two victories, but it seems like a whole nother year. Cajun Cannon, all in all, just a really rough night in the Superdome, and all around, just really hard to take away any positives.
Well, I don't know. I thought we only played three preseason games. Well, when did we add a fourth preseason game? Didn't it seem like a damn preseason game tonight? Now, you could play prime time in the preseason. You know, we did on Sunday night when we played San Fran. But it seemed like a damn preseason game. Again, that's embarrassing in front of the home crowd. And you play like that and laid an egg. You know, if they could flex the schedule, they'd be like, okay, the Saints got a penalty. They can't be on prime time for a couple of seasons. No, that was not entertaining. That was embarrassing to me. It's just to me, my opinion. But I think I've watched a lot of football, and I can be objective. This is the worst the Saints have looked pre-Katrina. Now, remember what I just said. This before Sean Payton came on board, this kind of, you know, Haslett was like on a roller coaster. I'm not saying, 2005, you know, post-Katrina, because that was post-Katrina, we only won three games. But you look when Haslett was on the hot seat, it was kind of like no expectations pre-Katrina. But once you win a Super Bowl, you're going to have expectations. That just comes with the territory. And if you look at it, it's kind of ironic. The last five games, the last time we've had a last five-game losing streak, something that hasn't happened since Sean Payton's last season.
He handed it to us.
Being in charge of the Saints back in 2021. But you know why the fans of Houdat Nation gave Sean Payton the benefit of the doubt? Why? Because he had a lot of skins in the wall. And we won. So we want to be patient. We want to be loving. But then you know what Dennis Allen does not have going for him? He's a losing head coach. Coach Allen, as the Saints coach now, he's 18-23. And I always try and, you know, build him up. Maybe I say, well, he's hovering around 500. He's kind of like a 500-type coach. Well, no, that's not – that's under 500, Bobby. He's 18-23 as the head coach. Yeah, that's not 500. And then, look, that's his baby. We dead last in total defense. I mean, can we stop the run?
No.
As of late, hell no. I mean, I told somebody's gonna call in. Y'all, I want to find out again. This is a stat that I'm gonna look up every game. Okay, how many missed tackles we had today? You know, and if I say we could keep it under double digits, oh, we trending in the right direction. Because against Atlanta we had 10, against Kansas City we had 13, against Tampa Bay we had 15. Somebody find out now if we had only maybe 6 or 7. Well, we're trending in the right direction. We don't have as many missed tackles. But sometimes, they didn't, to miss a tackle, we didn't have nobody there to miss a tackle. It's like parting the Red Sea. Some of these holes. I mean, do we have a front seven? Do we have a D-line? Why is it?
No touching, even Bo Nix.
No.
Didn't get hit.
Well, Bo Nix and Who in the hell is that cat for them, Russian? I don't know. I'm looking at their top three. Jay Williams, he had 6.3 average. Bo Nix, 7.5. McLaughlin, that sounds like a law firm. He is 8.8 yards.
Williams and McLaughlin.
Yeah, McLaughlin. I mean, I know it's a law. He's a lawyer or something. I don't know. He ran 8.8
yards. And also Estime.
Yeah, I mean, no, he's 5.8. No, it goes on and on. The average 6.4. But that's not surprising. We came into the game giving up 5.2 yards a carry. So what do you think the Chargers are going to do? And whether we get healthy? You know, I told you this, Steve. Do you know...
We're going to get a heavy dose of the Gus Bus.
Coming into this weekend, now, do you know the Chargers are top 10 rushing attack in the NFL? And is Jim Harbaugh? You don't think they're going to run the ball? And even though they got Justin Herbert, and he might be able to do things, but they are going to run the ball until you could stop the run. No, it's embarrassing. And you know what's embarrassing, too? And this, listen, I'm not picking on Dennis Allen. I'm just speaking what happened and what has occurred. Because they're two head coaches. Everybody's a man in the building. They get paid millions of dollars. Sean Payton and Dennis Allen. Bob, why you even compare them? No, I just want to say what they like in the Saints. Sean Payton, okay, what he was here, 16 years or whatever?
16 years, got suspended to 1 year, yeah, so 15 years coaching.
Okay, whatever.
But so, it was here 16, right?
Yeah, so he's still his team.
Exactly.
So Sean Payton in the Dome, his entire career in New Orleans, he had two games with 20-plus losses. Well, Bobby, that's bad. 20-plus losses in the Dome, the great Sean Payton? Well, Dennis Allen has had two 20-plus losses in the Dome the last 5 days.
Oof.
Not even 5 years or 15 years, 16 years, whatever. The last 5 days, Dennis Allen has had two 20-plus losses in the Dome the last 5 days. Now, okay, Bobby, it's not over. A lot of people, it ain't over till it's over. We're not even at the halfway point. But it doesn't matter how you lose. Okay, you look how we lost. How in the hell we lost that game? How we lost to the Eagles and how we lost to the Falcons. Oh, we're right there. Think about if you're able to finish. And that's part of Coach Allen's responsibility. How do you finish a game?
Especially the defense, right?
Okay, but after that, the last three games. You might say, oh, well, Bobby, I remember going. One fan told me, after the Chiefs game, oh, we could be undefeated. Hell no. The Chiefs were playing around with us. Now, after the Falcons and the Eagles game, yes. We could have been 4-0.
Right, fair right there.
If you're going to be objective,
yes.
And to be fair. But you look, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Denver, no chance. No chance. We got outclassed, outplayed, and I'm not saying it's 100% that we don't have a chance to turn around. All I know is the Saints are now 2-5, and they dug themselves a hole that would be hard to climb out of. And I look at NFL and how hard it is in track records. Now, maybe Joe Burrow and the Bengals, even though their defense is sorry, Joe Burrow and the Bengals might be able to do it. But if you look at it, since 1990, there's been 163 teams to start a season 2-5. And only 10 of those went on to make the playoffs. Okay. 10 out of
163. Okay.
Now, if you look at the glass beyond half full, you say, oh, well, we're going to be the 11th team to do it. I mean, if we were playing better, if we were in games and we were healthier, or maybe we were in games like we were against Atlanta and Philadelphia, but not the way we've lost the last three games. We look like the freaking junior varsity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Like I said, it seemed like a preseason game. It was not a good product out there, and it's just a shame. And look, I don't know where we're heading. I know when it rains, it pours. You look at the injuries, like look at Paulson and Debo. Man, I feel bad for him. What he broke his femur bone in his leg.
Yeah.
Like when I see they bring out an air cast, there's a lot of times when you see like, oh, well, we don't know, Bobby. How do you know how hurt he is? All I know is you bring out an air cast on the field, something's broke because they're trying to limit your mobility with an air cast. I didn't know what was wrong, but I said, that ain't good. Paulson and Debo ain't playing no more. Did they bring it out an air cast? There ain't no way. But even Paulson and Debo, it just shows you, I don't know, some bad mojo or whatever, is that, I mean, even Dennis Allen said, he got a penalty called on him and said, that didn't look like a penalty. And you can read Coach Allen's lips.
Lips, right.
But even Paulson and Debo, he's making a lot of plays, but getting too many damn penalties. He was tied for the third most penalties in the NFL before that injury occurred. But a good thing, and I don't agree with Sean Payton with this. Sean Payton says, like, Bo Nix is the next Drew Brees. He'll never be Drew Brees. You know why? Drew Brees in his life and even his afterlife, he ain't never missed four people wide open like they had. He had four wide open throws. It's like, what, are you playing back at Auburn? You reverting back to those days instead of the great things you accomplished with the Oregon Ducks? Like, you're playing for Auburn. But Bo Nix can run now, and I think he will progressively get better.
Right.
But he ain't no Drew Brees. Drew Brees has never been that inaccurate. So I just had to bring that up because I was like, listen, because I want to kind of look at Bo Nix. He can make plays with his feet. Look at the beginning. It seems like, oh, we always have trouble with running quarterbacks. Bo Nix is going to get off against us, and he did. When you look at it, he had 10 rushes, 75 yards, a long gain of 32, 7.5 average. So that doesn't surprise me, because I know he can do that.
Right.
But I'm saying purely as a passer, no. He's like, okay, look at he was like 16 of 26, 164 yards. Quarterback rating of 79.5, but he really didn't have to do that. And I'm telling you, there was four passes at the beginning of the game. That's the difference between you getting touchdowns instead of settling for field goals. And we were holding for field goals, not because of the great Saints defense, because Bo Nix was missing them wide open. For freaking wide open.
And you talk about bad luck or gri-gri. What about Tyrann Mathieu had the easiest interception of his career and just... Burr.
That's probably the worst play he's ever made in his life.
I think so too.
Because when he was younger, in LSU days, way back, he might intercept that and take it to the house. Not only an interception, but a pick six. No, he dropped an easy interception. I don't know. We had, a lot of people said our team's too old. Well, our old players are old. So who's really contributing at the highest level? Cam Jordan. Okay, he's doing really good in the media, the podcast and all, but I like Cam. You know, I always take up for Cam. But Cam Jordan, he had three tackles. We didn't even get a sack. But he had three tackles. Look at DeMarro Davis.
Didn't get a QB hit either.
No quarterback hurry, no tackle for a loss. The only one is Anthony Orgy. He had a couple of tackles for a loss. Carl Grandis had one tackle for a loss. Right now, there's nothing special about our defense. No, we are last. We are last, and we've gone from the penthouse to the outhouse.
Too quickly.
I mean, I don't know. Charlie, you can check this up too. Check this out. Maybe DeMarro Davis. I don't think DeMarro Davis has led the team in tackles at all this season. Now, at least he was third. Last week, the five highest were DBs. Today, we only had a couple of DBs, Jordan Howland and Alante Taylor, but Honey Badge is old. Cam Jordan's old. DeMarro Davis is old. And they're playing old. You know, and again, I always say this, and listen, I played till I was 37 years old. And that's a real thing. You're not old in life, but you're old for football. And it could, and the snap your fingers, and it could change. It's amazing. I don't know the way God made us or whatever, how it happens. But you know what they're saying? Deuce and I talked about this. It's always better to get rid of a player a year too soon instead of a year too late. Now, the players are well compensated. They're well rewarded. But, you know, when you're paying them all these millions and all that, you're not paying them for what they already accomplished. You're paying them for what they could do in the future. Well, that production ain't there. So I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season. All I know is, you know, I said that didn't happen last game against Tampa Bay. We've had the best record against any NFL team, that being the Buccaneers, even though we got whacked by them last weekend. But I'm sure glad we don't play the Broncos more, and they're in the AFC West. We now played them only 13 times. This sounds like we almost like playing the 49ers in the NFC West. We played them 13 times, have won 3. So we 3-10, and we surely don't want to play them in New Orleans.
I was going to say, you can't even blame the Denver air.
No. In New Orleans, we 1-5. They go, Bobby, what do you know about that 1-5? All I know is in 1988, we waxed John Elway and all 42-0. The Dome Patrol, 42-0. And that's when the Broncos were going into the Super Bowl. So that's very discouraging how we have not shown up against Denver throughout football history. But, you know, even when Will Lutz, why were we booing Will Lutz?
I thought that was funny, too. I was like, what did he do?
Will Lutz wanted to stay the Saints kicker. And then we cut him. We got rid of him. So what, he's not supposed to make kicks as a pro?
Got the younger, cheaper option.
So when I saw Will Lutz, I said, oh, he's going to make his kicks. I don't even know how much Will Lutz in to make. I know he made like a 43-yarder, a 32-yarder, a
52-yarder. 46, 32, 52, 38. Those are your four field goals.
Yeah,
for Lutz.
So he makes 4 for 4. And then I know when he made the 52-yarder. I never thought one time, oh, Lutz is feeling the pressure being back in the dome. He's going to miss. No, he wasn't. He was just fine. So it was just a frustrating loss and humiliating on prime time. And we used to play a lot on prime time with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. But right now, them days are over. You know what we're playing? We're playing a bunch of 12 noon games. We ain't even on no late Sunday. We get your Bloody Marys ready. And because even going next year, 2025 and all that, because where we at right now, you can plan your schedule. We could be doing a lot of 12 noon kickoffs. It's just where it's at. Now, they'll throw you a bone because they have to try and help you out. And us in Carolina, they'll give us one a Thursday night, maybe one Monday night or something. But, you know, I think the next primetime game, I think we're playing when it's in the frozen tundra in December in Green Bay, at Green Bay. Oh, yeah, we're going to win that one. Oh, yeah, I'm real positive about that. Isn't that the next primetime? In front
that
of the
is
nation?
Correct, yeah.
Like the NFL wish they could flex that and flex it and put us back at 12 noon, I guarantee you, the way we're playing right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.